Hello, I'm Connie Rotella, and welcome to our Triple Threat podcast. I'm super excited to begin this journey with all of you. Are you ready to put your best foot forward and show up with confidence? This tool is here to help you evolve into the artist you are meant to be. Just always remember to believe, become, and be ready. Add a new skill set or refine what you already know. So here we go.
I'm super excited to interview him because he is one of my students that started off when he was pretty young, when Dance 123 just opened. From a dance background, Jonathan is a production designer and art director now. He has done more than 50 productions of theater, circus, dance, parades, films, live events, which he has been nominated for a Broadway World Award. Not only has he worked with Cirque du Soleil, Multicolor, CBS television studios, he's just like bringing his artwork everywhere across the world. And my intention from day one when I opened Dance 123 is to give many students a possibility to open many doors. So from dance, he went into production designer and Jonathan Beaudoin. It's my pleasure to have you on my podcast.
I'm so excited. Nice to see you again.
You're so young and you're so young. There's still so much more that you're going to have to do. And I'm super excited to just see you grow and evolve into this amazing person you are.
Yeah,
so let's
thank
speak
you.
About how you started, Jonathan. How did this all come about?
It started at a very young age. And it started actually with circus. I started with just doing circus classes, and Cirque du Soleil was really something that just light up my vision of my interior fire, I would say, that energy that I had. I started doing playing soccer as any normal kid. And on the soccer field, I was doing cartwheels. And my parents were like, this is not for him. He's not in the right place. And then suddenly we explore the avenue of getting into circus and getting into dance and everything in that realm on stage. And I fell in love right away. It was not even a question. I went to Cirque Verdun. And I played there and I had so much fun for a year. And then suddenly Dance 123 opened. And right away, my parents were like, okay, probably what you're seeing on TV and what you like, just go for it. And then I did a first class that Connie introduced me into jazz and hip hop. And I right away felt in love. It was like my inner fire was just like burning. And I can't explain how I was, but it started like that, just as a small kid on a soccer field doing cartwheels and then suddenly going into dance. And then further on, got into production because I felt the joy of making other people shine on stage. As for me, it was fun to be on stage, but I have so much pleasure bringing people on stage to just light up and seeing the public light up with them. So it's just like, yeah, that's my
I love what you said, because I remember that spark in your eyes when you were just a little kid dancing in class, and I want to do more, I want to give more. You wanted to always more and give more. You couldn't handle that energy, that fire, which you call inside of you, because you knew you were meant to do this. You just didn't, obviously we didn't know, right? We have to start somewhere. Like everything, your parents guided you really well, from a soccer field to a studio, pretty good. Bravo to parents that actually listen and watch what's happening to your children's life by seeing their capabilities. So you landed there, and I remember that spark. And just last week, we reunited again, and that spark was still there. Just a different energy, because obviously from a young boy to this, you know, grown up, you know, adult professional career, you are living the dream. And I want to know, what messages would you wanted to have known back then that would have helped you today?
I got bullied so much. I see a lot also, like, people saying, like, probably I would tell myself this, or I would tell, because I, throughout my entire life, I got bullied, I got pushed away, refused. And it's not only just like in terms of personal side, but also like, if you compare it to like when you dance, in terms of interviews and rehearsals, or not rehearsals, but audition, and like going and getting a no afterwards, you get a lot of no's. But at the same time, at a very young age, I rapidly needed to be adult, and I rapidly had to learn to just, okay, it's a no, but it's not a final no. It's just a first no. And then moving forward and going forward and reaching for the next goal and reaching for what I want. Because I love every piece of what I've gone through, and every so sometimes I messed up, sometimes I did well, and every piece of it I learned something. And even when it's a good thing, I try to like get constructive out of it and say, okay, could I change this to make it easier? And at the same time, when I do something, for example, that is a mistake where I'm not quite on it, even in design work, I usually try to get myself like, oh, this was really good on that project, and this was what's need to be worked on. So I really love and appreciate every moment that I've gone through. And I really, even today, remember those feelings, remember those moments, remember those questioning, even the, because I ask myself questions during those times, and those questioning lead me to other questions that follow through each step. And even today, like, it's to be grounded and be in the present, mm-hmm. and really let myself go through those questions and trying to figure it out, and don't pressure to come up with an answer right now. More just going like, there will be an answer. I'm going to try to find it, but it takes the time that it will take. I would not change my past, and I'm looking so much forward to the future.
There will be an answer, you said, and that's very deep, Jonathan. I like that. Mm-hmm. There will be an answer, and I'm going to repeat it again, just because if you're out there and you had been bullied, everybody has a story. That's what I say. Mm-hmm. We all exactly. have a story. We all come from somewhere, and we become the person we want to become, and we mm-hmm. surround ourselves with the people we want to surround ourselves with. We bring the energy we want to bring in this world. So mm-hmm. these are all our choices, but they come from life experiences, whether it's from very young to teenage life to adulthood, and to also having dreams for further goals, like you just mentioned right now. Now, when you did receive that first call saying, we are booking you to be our production designer, yeah. like that art director, how did that feel?
I can really compare it to someone that had their first audition and got accepted or a first role or a backup dancer in a big show or whatever, like that first, because we all, it's really a goal. Like in my head, the first one, it was not as a production designer and art director, but it was simply just working in the costume department for Cirque du Soleil. And I remember Cirque du Soleil was my first and ever goal was to reach that company and work for it. And when the first time I got into it and I got accepted, I started as an intern for a couple of days in the props department. And when I received my first, like, you're going to be hired to work in the costume department, I went, oh my God, I can finally like reach my goal. And the fire inside, it's like suddenly I had way more energy than I've ever had before. Yeah. And to even today, it's like that. It's every project that I'm getting into that are like bigger than the next one, suddenly it's like I'm getting into the like another gear, and suddenly there's a second part of me, and it's just like boom, I go into it. I can't explain it. It's really it's a fascination also on myself, because I'm like, oh my God, I still have that. Like sometimes you need to take a little bit of a step back, just because you work hard, and sometimes you need to breathe and to take care of your own self, like your yeah. But then suddenly when you get that next contract and you get that higher contract, it's like it's a validation also on myself of being like, you still love that and you are craving for it. And now second gear, wow, I'm going straight away.
Full speed. Right, you're going
full speed. I'm surprising myself also sometimes. I'm like, I can do that. Oh yeah, that's cool. Okay.
You can do this because, Jonathan, you're still very young in the business. Like you, yeah, like yeah. You're very lucky. And this happens mm-hmm. with hard work, being lucky, being at the yeah. right place at the right time. You know, you had these goals since you're a kid. So your vision board was very clear. I wanna mm-hmm. work for Cirque du Soleil. So you didn't mm-hmm. know how, like we didn't, you know, you didn't know how no. the pattern was going to come together, but it did. Oh my God. This is yeah. a great message for everybody. We don't know how it's all going to come together, but it does. I don't know what else to tell you, but stay connected. That energy he was speaking about and that fire, I get it. Because even at my age, coming out of set or coming out of a show, I feel like this rush of energy, that little child in us is always feeling nurtured when we respond, mm-hmm. when we show up to our fullest potential. Mm-hmm. So I understand it's hard to explain it. But once you get to that, I mean, I'm telling you, it's going to blow your socks out till the end. So keep doing what you're doing. I'm 20 years older than you. So I'm telling you, if for a fact, it's going to happen.
But I think you're saying the right, I couldn't find the right words, but it's really the inner child that is coming out, and yeah. I'm nurturing it every day. And I'm trying to really, like, this is exactly what you're saying. It's a playground. Also, life is a playground. So it's just like, let it be, let it live, go play, go have fun, and yeah, live your life. So yeah.
And if we go back to when we first met, and you know how structured and organized I was, and how, you know, everything was goal oriented to give you all a proper foundation. Now you understand that inner child in me that wanted to play with your inner child, mm-hmm. no matter what age, I just wanted to reach everybody's goal. Cause I felt like I feel like I have this like sixth sense where I see and feel what your next level is. So, which is hard to sometimes guide a young artist. Just trust me. It's all going to come together. Just trust me. But seriously speaking, the journey of it has been really, really amazing. Now, do you have any memories from back then when you were under my direction?
Yeah. So when we saw each other last week, and it was just like a lot of memories came back. And even after that, a lot of it too. Bring that reminiscence of like that inner child that you were saying, but to really bring those memories back. In reality, I haven't danced in around 6 years now.
Yeah.
And to go back into Dance 123, and for example, all the teachers and you directing during the show and then coming backstage. And then not only that, but let's put Dance 123 aside, just you being an agent while we're doing productions, like for VAC TV or for, I'm trying to remember. One thing that every day, it's your walk, your shoes, your heels walking. It's like, oh no, I know who we, oh yeah, yeah, it's Connie. Connie's coming. She's coming. And it's funny because you come with a huge smile and then it's like 5, 6, 7, 8 right away. Like you have that. And that's how we learn also, like with the mix of the teachers and everything. I think teachers, you really, especially in the school, you had a really good arrangement with the teacher in a way that the organization was made, like the teachers were professional and you learn how to dance and be very like technical about it and everything, like really precise. But then you took also very much the part of like the professional sides of the artist. So really, like we learned how to be very like on point with the timings in terms of like not being late at an audition, coming early, stretching, practicing, talking to other people, doing PR before even starting the audition. And all those little parts that usually you don't get because sometimes schools don't provide that support.
Yeah.
And you really did dig us into that and really made like, you have to do this, practice this. If it doesn't work now, it's okay. You'll find like there's going to be a next one, practice it. And then later on, we all became like, it was almost like you are a mentor. It's not you were a mentor, and you really integrated that into our routine. Like it felt like almost like you were a professional mom to us. Like that's how I see it. It's my professional mom. It's Connie coming to me and say, don't do this, do that. This is good. Don't, yeah. So it's, I like your shoes, that the smell of Dance 123 that I told you, it's like, for me, it's I can't explain that smell, but also it's comforting as much as it brings the professional. It's weird to say, but when I came to Dance 123, my mind changed right away. Like it was like into a feeling of like, I'm getting into work mode, but it's comfortable because it's my family.
It's
like,
safe.
It's a safe place. Yeah.
I love that. I just love the high heels because back then I did wear a lot of high heels. Now, not so much.
But you wore heels when we saw each other last week. You wore those boots. So that's why I was like, okay, she's coming.
he hears my heels from afar. Okay, so I'm happy to hear all this because not only you said many great things, but I also taught you the quick changes backstage. And I want to bring it to because that's where you are living now. That's what you're doing. You're creating on these artists that are going on stage. You're creating a story. So when you were changing backstage and because I did make you practice a lot of quick changes. You guys had to go on, off, on, off. I wanted all of you to understand what quick changes were all about. So Now coming to your discipline, where you're here creating on these artists, what goes on in your mind? I'm just wondering, how do you create on artists?
Because I had that same discussion with a lot of the directors that I work with, in terms of a lot of them comes from an actor's background. So they do understand, because they have done some quick changes, but they don't understand it quite well in terms of the production side. And because I've been in both shoes, I really understand the how stressful and in your mind, you're like, you don't want to come out of your character. You're trying to prep yourself for the next scene or dance. But at the same time, you are concentrating on doing your costume choreo into your costume. So all of that, I'm like, okay, I'm taking that knowledge and I'm taking the production side knowledge. And when I'm designing, I try really to... I put myself in the costume. So while designing, it's really, how do I fasten things? How do I put my seams in to make it easier? But it still looks good. It still looks the period, or it still looks the design that is wanted. But how do we construct it and make it so it works? And there's a lot of work that goes also with like the entire costume team, where I have stitchers and mostly cutters that are coming with me, and they're really like, they're asking me questions, and usually because I have that knowledge of dancing, I can really answer easily. Like, it's the quick changes is the fun part for me, because yes, you did like you design and historical, that's a really nice part, and then you give your designs, but then the figuring out of how do we address this design into the functioning technical part. And also I'm trying as much as I can to support the dancers and the actors throughout the process of the quick change, because that's one of the things also we're seeing, is that with production sometimes costs being cut with those days, you're trying a lot of we're missing resources, and we're missing some people to actually teach them or take the time to be like, hey, this is how you do it. So usually what I try to do is go backstage and say, hey, I have done that. I used to be a dancer, and I know I understand the body. Let's try to figure it out. And please, the openness also of, or bringing a safe space that you taught us to really come to me if there's anything. And please do reach out and don't hurt yourself, because we know that so many accidents also happen. So I really want to bring that safe space also with the quick changes. But it's fun. When I design, it's one of the things, and I'm trying some tricks and develop new technology too. So yeah, it's fun.
It's so nice to see you at work. And you know what? You open so many outlets because you're a dancer. You see, you have already an extra skill set that helps you in what you're doing, because you not only you understand the artist, but you're also understanding the vision of the show, because you also say, I don't want my costumes to take all of the attention on stage. What I want to do, I want to create to tell a story. And to what was your sentence? Do you remember what you shared with me, how you felt that your costumes were contributing to the shows?
Yeah, I think how I try to design always, it's depending on the intent of the show, but it's to really so support the actors into their roles and not making it obvious. So when I usually it's kind of funny, but it's I don't want to see my name into newspaper. I don't want to see anything about it unless it's the intent of, for example, a drag show where the costumes are very extravagant and are very like ba ba boom and fabulous and everything. That you kind of want to have that acknowledge of the costume, because that's the goal, is to put it in the face. But when you do reverse and let's say we do Newsies, Chicago or whatever, like those musicals where you're in a time period, and it's to tell the story. And usually that's how I begin, is how can through my costumes, before the actor even says a word or a first move, how can I tell where they come from, who they are, what age they are, what is their status, and everything. Yeah. And this is a really, really big part. And if I can tell that, and then right away the actor gives everything else, and no, everybody sits down, like the public sits down, and they forget about the costumes, that for me is like 100% my job. Like, I've done everything. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really that, it's to support.
Yeah, you created the moment before, and we understood, and that's what I like. Good job for doing that, because how many times do I sit, and not only costumes, it could be anything. You look at something going, I really don't understand what intention of this is. The first minute of the show is so important. The first half, whatever it is, as soon as you're on stage, we need to understand. We need to understand the story, whether it's in the costume, whether it's in your character, whatever you are doing on stage, you have to be authentic. You have to be real. You have to know what you're doing. And not everybody reaches that. So I'm happy that all these details count for you, because they've always counted for me. So I respect artists with detailed eyes, let's say, the artistic vision.
But I can add to that, where it comes from also from back, if we're going back in time also, is exactly where you were telling us for the audition, where the first second, and I've been in audition to see if the first role can fit into our design work, into costume. So sometimes I'm telling everyone on the podcast, if you do get an audition for a musical, sometimes you don't know who's sitting, probably some designers, because we have a word sometimes on who's in, who's out.
Yeah.
But to keep in mind that when I was a dancer, that first second you step in the building, not even the dance room, the building, you are evaluated. You are looked from other producers, the producers of the show, other dancers. You never know who's in. Exactly. So that intent of the first look came from that. And it kept with me with years and years and years on. So yeah.
Yeah, you get spotted. We feel the energy. So when you walk in a room, you bring in that energy. We feel it. We see it. We see you. You think we're not watching, but we're seeing everything. So be aware of what you're doing and show up fully prepared. Now, we're talking to the next production designer, art director. If I want to start this, Jonathan, take us to, what's the first step? How do I even get involved? How do people could see my creations? How do I get work in this industry?
So as a production designer, it starts, I started with school. You don't have to, but I would suggest just to get a first base also in terms of like tools that you need to create and to design. In terms of costume, usually it's a lot of technique in terms of construction of the garments and the understanding of the construction of the garments and how it plays on stage and stuff like that. And for the set is also the tools to 3D model stuff and do layouts for the construction of the pieces. So I would say school is a good beginning just to get the first basis. But other than that, I would say, it's to get your hands on the lowest job you can get in some of the productions. I know a lot of people don't like to hear that, but start at the bottom and grow up step by step. Your goals can be very high, like I did with Cirque du Soleil, but when you start low and you're going to get so many tools and you're trying to figure yourself out throughout, like the process of like, even if it's just stitching something straight, like, how does an industrial machine work? Yes, you worked at home with a domestic one or a residential one, but like how industrial works, technology works, how you communicate with other people also, because this is a big deal also. And I would say dancers, you do have a communication between you and the director and stuff, but on the production side, a lot of people don't know, but there's so many people involved. So many, I can't say, it's not a poof and it comes on stage, but it's a lot of many departments. Even between departments, we have to figure out, okay, the set is built this way, but I have a quick change at that place. How can we hide it? How can we do this? How can we? And there's a lot of work to be done together. And by starting low, you get to see those little things and you get to learn. So I would say if someone wants to start or go to school if you can. Yes. If you can't afford it, I would say start by little things, community theaters, your like you dance schools that needs help on your spare times on the weekend, trying to build costumes, anyone, anywhere around, just to get that sense and understand the production side and how to create and how to do all of those. And then one thing, reach out to designers, reach out to hire people, cold call, and it won't hurt. If they can, they don't have time, they'll say no, but they probably will say, oh, I have an opening at that time for a coffee, let's go for a coffee. And then you get an hour, prep your questions, and ask them questions. And even sometimes they'll offer you a job because they're looking for people. So they're like, oh, okay, I can try with you for that project for 3 weeks or 2 weeks or a month. And you never know, probably you'll get a name and you start and it's going to roll. So yeah.
So go to school, gain the experience for you to gain the tools and understand yourself to mm-hmm. evolve. And then after that, communicate, network with people that are already working yeah. in the industry, get to meet them, but arrive ready. Like, it's not a new beginner. A new beginner, no. you can yeah. tell them, go to school, learn how to sew, learn how to cut, learn how this whole thing works, then come mm-hmm. back and see me. Because then, yes, you could become an assistant. And from there, there are jobs that need a lot of people like production yes. designers. We have that adrenaline rush when we go on stage, but you guys have like a deadline. Like mm-hmm. the costumes, like we can't go on stage with no costumes. So you have to make sure the costumes fit us in order for us to go on stage or on set, whatever it is, you know? So that crazy deadline, my God, what a rush.
Yeah, and there's the deadline. And there's also the, because so for example, with you, the deadlines is like to get costumes on stage. But we do, when you look at the process, actors are... how I try to explain it is production is running a marathon and actors are running a sprint. So actors are, it's a short, and I'm quoting for people that don't see, but it's a short period of time where you get, it's like you're going to rehearsal, then you get on stage, you do your performance, and then until the last show, and then it's done. But then for production is we arrive earlier, we create earlier, we arrive earlier on set than anyone to prep everything, and we finish later than everyone because we have to close.
Yeah.
Actors are doing a sprint and then a production is doing a marathon. So it's like we're coming earlier and we're finishing later. And the same with the process in general, where production is starting earlier to create the show and the environment with the director. And then we finish later because we have to close and pack the show at the end. As for actors, it's really like you prep a little bit, but you go to rehearsal and then you do the show and then closing night and then it's done. So, and it's for me, both are as much energy because it's very different. It's really a sprint and the other one is the marathon. But yeah, that's a feeling how I can try to explain.
I never heard that one. I like it. I like that. Yeah. Marathon. It takes all these creatives, artists, whatever it is mm-hmm. to make it possible. So without all these departments, I don't think shows or, you know, TV shows or shows on stage will happen. So what is your most memorable memory that you have being on a contract? Because you have worked across the world. You're lucky. You're one that goes and tours. And that's one thing I wish for everybody, because touring life is the best. We don't get a chance to do it as much now. And if you do get a chance, like Jonathan does, it's so fun.
Yes. The feeling of meeting other cultures and or just putting the feet into another country, you feel your senses are alerted in a different way. And I'll give an example of like one that a lot of stigmas goes to, and I was so surprised when I arrived. I was like, oh my God, okay, this is not what I was expecting, is Saudi Arabia, where Riyadh. When I arrived there, we do have a lot of stigmas here in America about like the restrictions that they have and laws that they have against like women that can't drive and stuff like that. Yes, there is. I'm not saying that there isn't, but I was so surprised how much they are open, and the country and the people are trying to get more tourists and being very open and want to learn more about the outside world of their country. Yeah, and it's very surprising because we hear like you can't have anything below your knees for men, and even your shoulders needs to be covered, but you can wear shorts. You are not, like, it's not if, like, you can show your calves area, like, it is possible. It's all with respect also. It's not like provocative. You can't be provocative about it, but it's really like, I was surprised. I wore t-shirts and I wore shorts just above the knee because that's the fashion today, and people were not offended by it. They were really looking into it and being like, "Ooh, he's fashionable." I got asked questions about where do you come from, what are you doing, and even the language. We do have language barrier. I do know a little bit of Arabic, but even with that, we were able to communicate in a certain way that it was very human. And that touring for me, this is what I'm looking into, is those experiences between two humans that don't live in the same country, don't have the same culture, but can share experiences in a way that like you can't get in with your friends or people around you. It's really another world. It's outer worldly. It's really fun. I love it.
I'm happy you're getting that experience. And what are your future goals? You were speaking about your future goals. What are they?
So I'm currently working on one of my future goals. I can't say about it much now because I'm working with a company right now into a more global branding project all around the world. Again, so that is a yes, that is a very fun one, and it's a challenging one because I've never worked with that grandiose branding that I can say, but that is one of my goals. So that is like it's fun to just experiment and go there. And I do have goals in terms of like, for example, Cirque du Soleil is still in my scope in terms of designing a show one day for them, trying to different position and roles into different areas. Mm-hmm. So as like, for example, creative directing, but creative directing into a parade or into a live event, whereas I've never done that and I'm talking about big scale because that's what I love to do. So
always
yeah,
big. Go big or go home.
Always go home. Exactly. Exactly. Currently, as we speak, like in a couple of hours, I'm going back into a meeting.
Talk about, of course.
That I can't talk about, but it's like, it's really assessing right now. I'm literally in the waves of that ocean right now. So it's really fun. I'm having so much fun.
I really believe this is just the beginning of something even bigger and bigger and bigger that's coming to you. And hopefully we cross paths with my show and you're going to be designing my shows on set.
I hope so. Yes.
It's going to happen. Let's put it out there in the universe right away. So if you have one last message to give out to anybody that wants to kind of follow your lead, what would you tell them?
Don't be afraid and be yourself. Don't be afraid. Just one of the quotes that I tell myself is, I've done that since I'm a very, very, very young age, is close your eyes and jump.
Yeah.
Whatever it is everything is fear. A lot of it around us is about fear and putting pressure and stuff like that. And I try to not obey by that and mostly just close my eyes. Don't see the fear. Do whatever you love. Be yourself and just run, jump, go for it. And just go to try. If you want to reach someone to get knowledge in terms of mentorship, or you want to be a part of the project, close your eyes, reach and jump.
Just ask. I keep saying, just ask. There are wonderful people. And the competition in production designing, is it a competitive world, you say?
So yes, it is. It depends on the position in the production side that you want to reach to. As where I am, yes, it is. It's a very competitive because higher you get, it's the same as, for example, actors. You can have multiple actors, but you'll have one director. It's a bit the same thing where you'll have like one set designer or one costume designer. You can have multiple cutters, multiple stitchers, but you'll have one designer. So it is very competitive, but it's reachable. There's a lot, and it depends also on what type, like I said, one type of projects you want to reach out. Some people like to do smaller touring shows, smaller projects, more theater. Some people like big events. Some people like circus, dance. It really depends on which marketing and area you want to reach. But I would say it is competitive when you get higher position, but there is plenty of opening though in the field. Plenty.
Okay, so go run. Production designer, art director, what is the difference between both of them, if you can explain it?
Depending on which field again, but production designer is mostly like production designing everything. So I do get to do costume, set, lighting, video. The only thing you don't touch is sound because I'm not I'm not there. I love to listen to the composer and sound designer. 100%, I love them. But usually I'm more experimented into costume and set mostly. But I do pretty much almost everything except sound designing. So that is an art director is depending on if you're in live, so that means like show business industry, or you're going into movies. Show business is really taking care of the artistic vision of a show. So that is a little bit like a production designer into a show. It's really everything that is visual compared to an art director into movies. It's really like a set department. Mm-hmm. It's more like you don't touch the costume. It's really set and props more, that mm-hmm. area. Yeah.
That area. So you're living in both worlds.
Yes. Yeah. I'm living everywhere.
You're living
on the sewing table, on a bench, like a saw, like whatever. I'm everywhere.
Oh my God. And this is what I teach. Just open all your doors, skill sets, keep learning. You have so much to learn in this lifetime. Just reach for the stars or reach for the moon and then fall on the stars, whatever it is. Just go for it. I'm so proud of you, Jonathan. I'm wishing you all the best for future projects and everything you want your heart to desire in this lifetime. So go for it. Like you say, thank jump. You.
Yes, jump. And I'm so proud of us.
Yes. I know. It's so nice to be able to watch each other grow and watch each other in different stages of life. So it's a pleasure, Jonathan.
It's a pleasure. Until next time. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.